Good evening, everybody. We're holding here in Peg Ches in the middle, and we'll back up and drop. So you start out by saying that even though schar is something that is nogea for every person individually, but still it requires that the world be misukin in a tikkun gomer, and then each individual can get the schar. I want to speak about this a little bit first. He talks about this, and if you go through the whole piece, this comes out at the end. But I want to give an overview a minute so that we understand a little bit about what we're talking about. We tend to think of schar and onesh on a personal level. So you do mitzvahs, great. You do averus, terrible. And you know, there's Gan Eden, there's Gehenim, and so on. That is the picture way we look at it. The Ramchal is coming from a very, very, very different perspective. There is a world of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is call it Olam 2.0. It's a second version of this world, and it is the world of Yom Shekula Shabbos and Menucha. It's a different type of existence, a different type of Bria, and anyone who participates in that Bria is Misanik, because the Bria is all about Tainuk. So Hayom Lasos Malkav Eschar is not a personal privilege. It means in the Macher, there is a world of schar. It's a world that has schar in it, and it's a world that's kula einik. This is a world that has only asiyah in it. I just give a this world, if a person is sitting and doing nothing for a long time, or even for a short time, he's not happy. He's very, very restless, very upset, very bored. We don't have the ability to be b'mnucha in this world. There's a world that will be b'mnucha. And therefore, the process of geula is a process of bringing this world to a certain shleimus. Then this world will be destroyed to make room, so to speak, for another world that is this world of shleimus that we're talking about. Let's see on Amud Lamites, I think we're holding for Ulam. This process has not been finished. It's never been finished. Why? Kimiyach v'adam chata. We sinned as soon as we were born. Once we threaded the needle with Ovis and Klai Yisrael became Skula, Im kol zeh me'olam le'nishlam adavar karoy. It never ever was nishlam karoy. Ipnei kama chatoyim shenezer b'ocham atik nasholam. Because of various chatoyim that we've moved back. So we were always taking a step forward and a step back, and that's why we didn't seem to get closer. V'nimtza. We need to have, first of all, that Klal Yisrael as a Klal be b'shleimus, and mark this, it's Klal Yisrael as a Klal, not a Yachid, so that we need Klal Yisrael to be b'shleimus, or to kabbal a Bria kol shleimus, and then the Bria shgeres al shleimus. Ve'oz yikova ham oyla b'matzav asukin, then the world can be set in its different mode. So the Olam Haba is the world of Tanugim, and each and every person draws on it kefi how much he's prepared himself to take from that world. So it's not, we think of Olam Aschar as being a place like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits with a ledger and says, okay, Reuven, this amount of Krishmas you lane, this amount of Bakhmar lane, this is what you get. It's no. The world of Oneg is a world of oneg and schar bliketz. How much do we shteltzu to it? What can we get for it? That depends on what we've prepared. So if a person doesn't know anything about music and he goes to a concert, it's not going to be a pleasant experience. He doesn't have any clay kibble for concert. He doesn't know how to listen to music. Now, next point, next page, ma'am. Vehine, shata alfishane gbila chachma yoyin alvedis me adam vishtadusim alashleimus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make this open-ended. So, and Ramchal says it's different places. We know that Zeluma Sebar Lakim, that you have Toiv and Ra in equal measure in the world, and wherever you look, you're going to find Toiv and Ra to be approximately of the same, you know, length, intensity, whatever. The one exception is in terms of how long will it last. Toiv is going to last forever and ever and ever. That's Toiv. Ra has a Zman Kotzev. Shis Alfishnin, the Shir that Chazal calls 6,000 years, is the Shir of the world. And then that's the Shir of Bechira. Then the world will take on a different surah, which will fit it for the next phase of life. I want to add one more knach over here. The fact that this world has an end of 6,000 years. So, just sort of glancing at it, one figures, well, Akash Baruch Hu's patience has its limit, 6,000 years, and then we are, you know, and then he blows the whistle and does his own thing, and that's it. The truth is, it's locked into this world. In as much as this world is a world that's only there to give me opportunity, it's built around man, so it's limited be'etzem. It can't be unlimited, because this is the world of the limited people. Masha'enkin olam haba, which is the world of it's a different world that has no limits, because that world inherently does not have limits. That's the two types of the two types of world around. In the world over there, it's nitzchias. It's not just because like a Baruch Hu likes schar a lot, so he doesn't pull the plug, and he doesn't like what's happening in this world so much. He says, "My gosh, 6,000 years is more than enough." It's the pshat that this type of world, by its very nature, is going to be a limited world. And the world to come, by its very nature, is going to be an unlimited world. One more point about this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. However you understand that, whatever it is, it means that 6 units of time suffice to be megala everything there is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set out to create things, and 6,000 years is enough time to bring that out. How, what, when, whatever it is. 6,000 years is the amount of time to bring out everything is in the Bria. One more point to add about this. The common denominator is not the amount of time, because 6 days are days and 6,000 years are 6,000 years. So the common denominator is not the amount of time, obviously. The common denominator is 6, which means as follows. There are 6 days needed for creation, or, you know, for active creation. Because there are six different categories, subcategories of what's in the world of Brachus. And for us humans, that cannot be ever, interchanged. What Monday accomplishes Tuesday, and Tuesday can accomplish Wednesday, and so on. That's six. 6,000 years will also mean it's an opportunity for many different hanhagas to come out that need to come out. B'terem yichlo sheish alof me'elu, hinei tzora she'tamer u'ma nefchez ha'tzova sholem. Before those 6,000 years are over, we need to be in that matzav. She'yuchlo le'otek ha'dvorim ha'charkach ala nitzchis. So that everything can be copied to the nitzchis. B'zeh ma shivtachtonu alof she'yeh al kol panim. We've been promised that's going to happen. And so lezeh ye'echad mizera David, she'yivchireya Adon Baruch Hu lezeh, v'yazreya shaseich boi v'malach HaMashiach. So the Ramchal says the world must be in the best shape it can be, or in other words, the perfection that's possible in the 6,000 years, in order that you can move the whole thing to Nitzchias. In other words, we build in this world, but this world is not forever, and it can't be. So we move everything we built in this world to a world that can be it. That's the nature of Olam Haschar. Vehine. Bizmano val yodo yituknu Yisrael tikkun gadol bechol habriya achreihem sheyir batei b'chol tzodem yosel ara legamri. So Melech HaMashiach is ushers in a tkufa where the world perfects itself enough so that the world can phase and transition into that Yom Shekolotov. He will also bring in a perfection both in terms of human nature. So he says. First thing is the lev ha'evan becomes the lev basar, which means people will have a natural inclination to do what the neshama wants rather than what the guf wants. They are going to, in this pasuk, all the like that, obviously, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take out the lev ha'evan and making the lev basar means we will not have this tikkun is Klal Yisrael will not have any yearning for physical and material things, only ruchnius. That's a nature that will be given to us. Ukenegezeh tava shalva v'avacha lemotzin zakshar say the klal. There will be a lack. There will not be any type of troubles in the world, no injuries, no losses. And this is Now, note, he's not talking about anything positive. He's not saying anything. There's going to be fantastic. There won't be, because fantastic, an 8-star hotel is a wonderful place to be if you don't want to learn. If you want to sit and learn, an 8-star hotel is not what you want the Beis Medrash to look like. That's one of the reasons why all of you who've learned in yeshiva know how much we make sure that chas v'shalom, there shouldn't be anything in yeshiva that might draw you away from ruchnius. No gashmis, nothing to draw you away. But al kol panim, the olam hazeh haftachis are all in the nature of freeing us from issues and obstacles. No, nothing in its own right in terms of what a wonderful world with so much wonderful enjoyments. This is a world, this world of Haza is going to become perfected for a world of Ruchnias. V'lo yisichlos ba'olam. There will not be foolishness in this world. Ala kol avos mlei chachma dehatu v'ol chachma v'ruach ha-kodesh ha-shav ha-kobosa v'ruach ha-kodesh ha-kobosa v'oifet shizkul ha-koil v'likoy shiklal. Everyone will have access to Ruach HaKodesh. Uma shama novi v'eshbach ha-suich ha-kobosa v'vayma v'hine yismuchu v'altzim ha-rev teiva. Klaus will be happy rev teiva. V'heima mizdapkin b'boi reisbarach v'oim l'fan ha-boi shlema. They got the mistabik in the Baruch Shalom and Oyvah Shlema. By days they miss all the Volchim Ilo and Ilui, at Shegil, Mashatar Shegiloi, Lava Men Amatzim Tzitzis Bekir Shailu. So the setting up the Beis Medrash of David HaMelech is only there to perfect us, to be the state when we get to the Oilam that is all the world that's nitzchias in the olam aschar. So tachlis Melech HaMashiach will usher in an era that will allow people to perfect themselves to a degree that they can be zocha to the true olam haba. Ve'omna hachayim kulam tzor sheyomus shemusu. So he says, there is no such thing as, well, if you were alive and we did Chias HaMesim, so it's one thing, but if you happen to be hanging around the marshal, so you'll just stick, you know, if you happen to be in that generation, so great, so you avoided dying. Nobody will avoid dying. Everybody has to become, at least for an hour, become offer it like, you know, to be kind of the klola and so on. And then there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. So we have the stage of Melech HaMashiach. We have people, Chazal, perfecting themselves and so on, and then we have going back to offer with Misa's Exer, that's from everybody. If you are lucky enough to be born in that generation, you still have to go through it. V'hine, he says, B'tchia, yakum tzadikim ha-shoyim, v'ha-shoyim shechotu l'shem o'nish k'ro, y'anish o'nish k'ro adahem. So tzadikim ha-shoyim will get up at Tchia Simesim, but the Rishoyim will get the Oynesh that is waiting for them, that they're worthy of. So we have Tchias HaMesim, and almost all Rishoyim are worthy. There are a few that says, Eilish Eilim Chilak, that's going probably in Olam Haba. And the post Tchias HaMesim will continue. It'll be a tikkun for the Tzadikim will arise in Tchias HaMesim, and Rishoyim will continue suffering whatever needed to suffer. V'omnam, achar atchia, yeyim adin agadol, sheyod nabar yisbarach eskulam, v'yishboi terim l'sha'er l'nitzchias, v'rim l'ovid. So, this yeyim adin agadol is after Tchias HaMesim, and it is the din of who is worthy to stay forever, and who is worthy to live. Haru'uyim la'aved, yanshul mashiroi lehem. Ola v'seif yav l'gamri. Haru'uyim l'shoy yishoy madrega shagir lehem k'fi ha'mishpat b'olam sheichodesh. So we have a whole new mishpat, and that's fascinating. I mean, we've already had a mishpat. You know, when you came upstairs to Shemayim, there was a mishpat. What's the point of having another mishpat? I mean, it's the same. It's not. What is the point of it? And the point is that it's a different type of mishpat. There's a mishpat, the person did maisim, a good maisim, and he deserves schachet, give him schachet. But mishpat in the sense of who you are you ben olam haba or not, that's far, stretches far beyond particular maisim. And it also is a, I don't want to say the word kula, but there's inclusive in it. Kol Yisrael Yishem Chayok Olam Haba. All Yisrael can and will under normal circumstances. V'hinei says, V'umas ha'olam Yasu. So just, let's just sum up the point here. There are two Yom HaDins, depending on whether we talk Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba. The din of Olam Haba is La'as Lava after Tchias HaMesim, when everything that could have taken place took place, and then it's basically whoever at that point is worthy of living in Olam Haba gets to live there. V'hinei says Be'umas Ha'olam Yaseh Biur Gadol Ba'isin Shematzeh Reisus Man. With Domus Oilo. Those that are Kashkov's Mishpat deems worthy of Kloya, Yishmamdu Becherev of Bedevakal Menashe. There'll be all sorts of physical things. Oisin Ruin Linotzel, Yinotzel Yisharu, Yakir Be'emis. The Yazva Lilayam Yishtabli Yisrael, Bilam Sif Eres Abedis Sodashar Soysum, Ashiyakir of Yedu Shina and Dezea Gilem, Ashef Shikal Makushim Varashem. So he says the Goyim's tikkun includes in letting go of their gods. And obviously today it would be broader. There are many ideologies that are gods in this case. It means those who are going to be saved will of the Umas Olam, they will recognize the Emes and they will... they will worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They won't worship it with the intensity we do, not with Tayag, but they'll be Oyver Hashem. V'yilam tifer eres avay yisor shoros oysom, kashay kir v'yidu shina dezeh yegid lam ha'shev shikam ha'kushim ha'shem. He says it will be a badge of honor for them to worship, to serve Klal Yisrael, because they'll know that this is their vehicle for Kedusha and so on. This tikkun of Umas Ha'olam, going back to the first point we made, one of the first points, the world is the stage for many different things happening within it. The Umas Ha'olam's job is to help Yisrael, and therefore what they receive in return is something that has a shaykhus to it. That it'll be the first of Yisrael v'shor soiso. Kashi kivayinu shina zezeh agil ha-mashev shekam ha-kusha Hashem. Moshem ha-dov ha-doyma. Imagine you have a very patriotic team, Olympic team or something, and they bring great honor to the country, whatever. I know I can't play ball and bring honor to my country, but instead, I'll help the team. So that's something that is a fulfillment. If my whole world is this team, being part of the team is part of it. Understanding the center, help defining the center as being the core of the mitzvahs. So it is a schus for Masalim that the Mishar is Chal Yisrael. So they also, it's not the pshat, they'll be suffering and so on. Their kiyum of nitzchias is as a tana the Messiah. So the whole world will be drawn to Avodas Hashem. There will be no more Avodas Zarah. Once everything is in place, in other words, you've incubated, is the right word for you've incubated all the pieces that are going to become now, Roy Falam Haba, Hine Ha'olam Hazi Yachzor L'Toyo V'Vayu. this world will become Torah v'ayim. Meaning, dehainu, shetufsa tzerasoi, yoshev mayim b'mayim g'tchus apriya, it will lose its mitzias, and everything will look like it looked in Bereishis. The real schar, what's called Olam Haba, Hayom Asos Samal Kav Schar, happens after Tchias Hameis, after Tohu, not Tchias, after Tohu. Hazman Shegaz Achach Mayoneh, Yoshev Yichudet Tzu Acheres, Ne'oysel Mashar Nisus B'Nitzkis. The Chiddush of the world for Nitzkis will take on a different surah. V'yashuva Tzadikim Yeshuv Yitzchayim V'lenetzach, Nenem B'toy V'amitis, and Kol Echot Kefi Madrigasim. Okay, so it's quite a bit. Any questions, any points? I just want to go back to the thing with the paragraph before. He says, the world will go back to Torah and Torah, Haina Shetufsa Tzurasoi, Yoshev Mayim B'mayim G'tchus Abriya. I'd like just to point out something here. In order for something to become something new, everything else has to be destroyed. It's a point the morale makes in many places, that you can't have a chiddush without a gemar of what was. And b'meila, had the world not gone back to Toyo Vavoyu, then we wouldn't be able to have the chiddush of var. The Toyo Vavoyu clears the way for some sort of chiddush. Now, one more thing about Toyo Vavoyu. Toyo Vavoyu, Rabban says, means amorphous, has no tzura to it. A tzura, ruchnius, is really the format of ruchnius. So you need to have a metzias of Toyo, which means total randomness. However we understand the mice, I don't know what it means, the mice. But the point is, there will not be any connection to what was and what is. It's going to be two separate worlds, and not a hemshich in any way to it. And that's the point. You know, if there's a hemshich, there's a problem. This is something that is finished, and the new world that builds itself has nothing that it owes to the world that was. I took the good out of this world and brought it there, but nothing of this world itself. Okay, any questions, any points? Okay, so good night, Be'ez Hashem. I hope next week, I hope we'll be much more regular, Be'ez Hashem. Okay.